Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Jesse on I-5 is. Jesse, are you there?
Yeah, I'm on Highway 20 now.
Oh, look at you, making moves.
Making moves.
Well, I am your host, Taryn, and Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Good, goodbye.
For those who are playing along at home, Jesse is going to have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
This is my first time. Be gentle, Taryn.
Oh, my gosh, let's do this, Jesse. How many colors are there on the rainbow?
It's 7.
Yes. Tax Day was first introduced in what decade?
Say that again.
Tax Day was first introduced in what decade?
Pass.
What nerve tissue transmits light signals from your eye lens to the brain?
Nerve tissue, pass.
Which fast food chain was the first to offer a value menu?
McDonald's.
No.
White Castle.
No.
In-N-Out.
No. What tennis star wore denim shorts during matches?
Agassi.
Yes. What band did Sebastian Bach used to front?
Skid Row.
That's right. Which Seinfeld character removes his shirt when using the toilet?
George.
Yes. What is a phlebotomist's job?
They do flowers?
Nope.
Bass.
A bushy, bushy blonde hairdo is a line from what famous song?
Bushy, bushy. Oh, gosh dang it. Baby got back.
No.
Next.
You know what? For your first time, you can't be disappointed with that performance, my friend. You got 4 correct. When the clock is ticking, it gets a little stressful, you know?
It's easy to do when you're not on the phone.
It's always easier when you're not on the phone.
Right? I'm 10% up until now.
Well, let's see what's going to happen with our friend Steve Miggs. He's back. Are you ready, sir?
Yes.
How many colors will you find on the rainbow?
Crap, my daughter and I are constantly making rainbows too. 6?
No.
7?
Yes. Tax Day was first introduced in what decade?
20s?
No.
30s?
No.
40s?
No.
Damn it.
What nerve tissue transmits light signals from your eye lens to the brain?
The retina?
Yes. Which fast food chain was the first to offer a value menu?
I'll tell you, it's McDonald's Day. McDonald's?
No.
Oh. Burger King?
No.
Wendy's.
Yes. Which tennis star wore denim shorts during matches?
Andre Agassi.
Yes. What band did Sebastian Bach used to front?
Skid Row.
That's correct. Which Seinfeld character removes his shirt when using the toilet?
I respect this. George Costanza.
Yes. What is a phlebotomist's job?
They draw blood.
They sure do, Steve. A bushy, bushy blonde hairdo is a line from what famous song?
Stairway to Heaven.
No.
I don't know. Bushy, bushy blonde hairdo. I like short girls.
Nope.
I don't know. Me so horny.
No, Steve. But you know what? It doesn't matter because you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct, which is a win. 7-4. Sorry, Jesse.
Good game.
Kick my butt. That's okay. I'm heading off to Arcus Island to dump some fish. So it's okay. I'm going to have a good day.
Well, hopefully you see a whale while you're out there.
Yeah, that's well known out there, right?
I think some of those
transients, the J-pod, the K-pod. I don't know what all the pods are.
I have no idea what language you're speaking right now.
Speaking whale, of course, tax day was first introduced in the 1910s.
Oh, I went the wrong direction.
You just went the wrong way, Steve. That's okay, though. A bushy, bushy blonde hairdo is a famous line from Surfin' USA by the Beach Boys.
Whoa.
Is that your jam?
No.
You were never a Beach Boys guy?
I liked, there was a period of time where I was smoking a lot of weed, and I really did enjoy their Pet Sounds record.
It's a masterpiece, really. It's
so, and then even like with the Smiley Smile record as well. And
oh,
then,
yeah.
As a kid, I was a sucker for their Christmas album. My uncle played it all the time.
So good.
Yeah, but I was never like, minus Pet Sounds, I was really never big into the Beach Boys.
Well, there's still time for you to become a big fan. We're all still mourning the loss of the Seattle radio legend, Bob Rivers. And right before Bob passed, he did create one last twisted tune. His son, Andrew Rivers, is going to join us to tell us more about it and play it after Aerosmith.
The Daily Mix Show.
Last month, we were all very devastated to learn of the passing of the late, great Bob Rivers, KISW royalty, radio royalty in general.
Yeah.
And we learned that his son, Andrew Rivers, is going to be giving us an opportunity to listen to a final twisted tune. And we have Andrew on the phone with us this morning. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Andrew, my love goes out to you and your whole family, man. We spent a lot of time talking about and celebrating the legacy of your dad on our show. And still, even when I was at the Washington State Fairgrounds over the weekend, people were bringing up just how much they love Bob. And I know it doesn't make it any easier to go through what you're going through, but I got to imagine it feels good to know that he left not just a strong legacy with radio people, but with the audience as well.
Absolutely. Every show, almost every show I do, people come up to me and tell me how great he was and how they wish he would have been performing instead of me. But, you know, just like here on the radio, you got the next best thing. And so I appreciate you having me on.
Oh, man. You know, it's very similar in a sense. Like, well, my dad passed away in September late last year, and I'm still trying to process it because it was a complicated relationship. But my only way to handle it sometimes is through humor, and I feel like that's kind of what you've been doing as well. I've been loving your stories that you've been sharing on your social media pages about your relationship with your dad, and especially how your relationship seemed to have become stronger as he was dealing with cancer.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a diagnosis like that changes because he was also, you know, he was kind of young. He was 68,
yes,
which is, you know, not even old enough to run for president these days. But, you know, so it was just kind of a shock where you think maybe when your parents are healthy, you're like, oh, they'll be around forever. I mean, sometimes even now I've been accidentally bumming out audiences because one of the clubs I perform in is in the U district, and they get a lot of college kids. And as I'm doing some of this grief material, I can see them like, my parents are going to live forever. Stop bumming me out. You know,
I can only imagine.
But yeah, we really, we had a special bond, and, you know, they moved to Vegas. So there was all sorts of father son bonding, you know, comedy shows, concerts, strip clubs. We got to do so many fun things.
Let's go back to the strip clubs. You went to a strip club with your dad?
Oh, no, that's just a joke. My mom might be listening, so let's not get me in any trouble here.
Fair.
You guys did go to the Sphere, though. Is that right?
That's true, yeah. That was one of his favorite spots. We saw the Grateful Dead together, and you know, I had some special gummies. He had some special gummies. That was a nice father-son bonding activity. And, yeah, he was actually really, you know, hopefully people can take a little delight. Like, my dad was really optimistic the whole time. Like, even a couple of days before he passed, he was like making plans to go back to concerts. He was like, the Eagles are coming back. We got to go. I was like, I don't know how to tell you this. You're about to see the Beatles, man.
Oh, man.
Well, Andrew, if people want to follow you on Instagram, your handle is at Andrew J. Rivers. One of the things, obviously, your dad was best known for was these, you know, just incredibly funny and memorable twisted tunes. Would you have a favorite over the years from just growing up and having your dad be so creative? Do you have a favorite twisted tune?
You know, there are many special ones in my heart. I mean, God Smokes Cannabis was fun. That's
one of my favorites,
You know, walking around in women's underwear, I mean, it's pretty progressive for his time. And I Am Santa Claus, mostly because I star in the music video for the first 3 seconds. You know, I my scene really brought that video together, so...
Was it a trip, though, like when you're a kid and maybe not really understanding what some of the lyrical content was that your dad was putting out with some of these songs? Like, I don't imagine that had to be kind of a weird thing. And then, like, you know, fast forward 5-10 years from now, you're like, oh, crap, my dad was talking about some crazy stuff.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, 3-inch Tool or different stuff like that, you know. Although when you're like a 9-year-old boy, you know, jokes about... PSs are very funny.
Yes.
So,
also at 50.
It was easy to impress me, I'll say. But, growing up, I actually got a better appreciation once I became a professional comedian because, you know, here I was trying to create my own comedy and I see how difficult it actually is. And then I can also appreciate the quality of the work. So,
One thing I saw on your social media page, and I thought it'd be great if you could just share, because the impact that he had not only with like listeners and radio people, but then you shared I think it was like a text message from Craig Ferguson.
Oh, yeah, Craig Ferguson. I got to do his podcast recently, and so I was bragging to my dad, and then he was able to be like, hey, I think I interviewed that guy too. And then, he... On his website, he's got a back catalog of all these interviews and stuff. So that's kind of why, you know, we're excited because my dad will live on forever and we get to skip some of the boring parts. But, he pulled up an old interview of Craig Ferguson. And so it shows you what a wide impact he had. You know, some of these people that do 50 interviews a day sometimes for a press tour will still remember a guy that they talked to in 1993 or whatever. So just a fun moment there and really nice of a really famous guy to take some time out to reach out to me. It was really nice.
Absolutely. And we're talking with Andrew Rivers, son of Bob Rivers. And one thing I think a lot of people know is that Bob was very inspired by the work of Tupac Shakur. So the fact that he's putting out twisted tunes since his passing is a nice nod to Tupac, of course, right?
Yes. My dad's still alive. He's just living in Cuba now with Elvis. And so...
So tell us about the new twisted tune that just came out, that put together, that was written by your dad and all of his friends, and give us the backstory behind it.
Sure. It's called Elon's Coming. There was about a month before he passed, he had a sudden burst of inspiration and he sent out a text message chain. I think I actually posted this on my Facebook too. Yep. It was with 20 different people with Spike and Joe in there as well. And, Rockfish. And, they just started throwing ideas back and forth. And so they came up, I think it's a song by Three Dog Night called Eli's Coming.
I have a clip of that song. Cause I didn't know the original. So just to give context before we play your dad's version, here's a little bit of what Eli's Coming, which is a Three Dog Night song, sounds like. So Eli sounds like a player.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so is Elon a little bit, you know, that's fun. So anyway, they came up with this crazy, they came up with a couple ideas and I think my dad liked this one the best. And so he really focused in on this one. And you know, the song is very sarcastic. And my dad always did a great job of making the song somewhat bipartisan. You know, he didn't want to lean too heavily onto one side. And so it is sort of poking fun at Elon, but it's using sarcasm so the dumb people don't get it. So, you know, if Elon hears it, he might not realize it's making fun of him, and he'll just make it our new national anthem, which I can't think of a better way to honor Bob.
Right. Well, Andrew, we appreciate it. We're going to play the song, and we appreciate you taking some time out, and nothing but love for you, my friend.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. Rest in peace, Bob Rivers.
Yes, absolutely. And so this is the Bob Rivers twisted tune called Elon's Coming, a parody of Eli's Coming here on The Rock. And again, yeah, rest in peace, Bob Rivers.
Elon's coming. Elon's coming. He's hunting frogs.
Rockaholics, we know that you are a massive music fan, but do you think you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove that to us. And if you do, we're going to hook you up with tickets to see Stone Temple Pilots on August 29th. And that show's happening at the Evergreen State Fair in Monroe. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 920.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need. And 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to see a band that Steve Miggs used to drum for, Stone Temple Pilots.
Back in the day.
They're going to be playing the Evergreen State Fair in Monroe on August 29th, and our contestant this morning is Tina from Tacoma. What's up, Tina?
Not much. What's going on?
Well, we're very excited because you just automatically get to play with me because Danny is on vacation still, so Steve is going to play the clips, and it'll be the Tina and Taryn show, if that sounds good to you.
Sounds good.
All right, so we're going to play 1 second from a hook of one of the songs, and you have to try and guess what it is. Are you ready to rock?
Yeah.
Okay, now listen closely. Here we go.
That's the man I used to be, Stone Temple Pilots.
Okay, yeah, the band is right, but that it's a different name for the song.
Oh, gosh.
I can give you a hint if you'd like one, Tina.
Please.
Radiohead has a song with this exact same song title in it, and it kind of means, like, to sneak around.
Oh, goodness.
Some people call pervy guys this.
Yeah, pervy guy could also be called this.
A white guy.
What's that?
A what kind of guy?
Like a pervy guy.
Oh, gosh.
Come on, Taryn, you could give a better hint.
Like around Halloween, sometimes things are a little bit spooky or...
Scary?
No, it rhymes with Veep.
Creep.
Yes.
You got it. There you go.
We got there.
At least they do say creep in the song at some point.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, wait, hold on. We got to just listen to this part. Because it's got like the best bass line going on. Here we go. Okay, sorry.
And now, Tina, it's my turn. And Steve, I'm ready for my clip.
Okay.
Oh. That would be Far Behind from Candlebox.
Taryn, you crushed it.
Woo! Tina, we're sending you to the Evergreen State Fair in Monroe for Stone Temple Pilots on August 29th.
Awesome.
All right.
Hopefully you get a better phone.
Yeah. Like, is she in a wind tunnel? I don't know what was going on
there. I don't know what was going on, but it was hurting my brain.
Bottom line is, she's going to a fun show.
Hell yeah.
Now, if we've talked about something this morning that you would like to talk about, Rockaholics, call in now. Our number is 206-803-ROCK, and we will be checking in with the Rockaholics after Pearl Jam.
The Daily Mix Show.
Throughout the morning, we have received texts and calls from you, but we just have not had the chance to chat with everyone yet, Steve Miggs. But the time has come. We are checking in with the Rockaholics, and it's brought to you by Window Nation. So do call if you'd like to chime in on something from the show today, or if you have anything on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK.
Earlier this morning, we were talking about how people have had a chance to touch something that's like a sports royalty kind of a thing, like a trophy, an award, a ring, like a Stanley Cup ring or the Lombardi Trophy or whatever it may be. Someone said, I'm a diehard Broncos fan. And they texted us at 206-803-ROCK. Turned down the opportunity to try on a Broncos Super Bowl ring a few years ago. Still got the picture, though.
Why wouldn't you want to try it on?
I don't know. Maybe
a superstition, like you don't want to jinx the team?
Or did you have really fat fingers and you're afraid that it was going to get stuck on your fingers? It was funny you mentioned about the Broncos. I was at a bar in Lower Queen Anne. This is like forever ago. And I'm just talking to some guys, like, and he just casually mentioned that he's a Super Bowl champion. I'm like, I can't remember who it was. I'm like, no way that you are. And then, sure as us, pulled out his Super Bowl ring that he just had on him, showed it to me. And then, of course, as soon as I remembered his name, I went back and Googled it on my computer. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's the guy. Pretty crazy.
So if you did, let's say hypothetically, Steve Miggs, you were a Super Bowl champion, would you carry your ring around with you all the time?
I'd wear it all the time.
I feel like I would.
It might be a little
flex all day.
Somebody also asked, hey, Miggs, you went to Hawaii. Did you end up going to whale watching? Yes.
Did you see whales?
No. That was one of the big, what a waste of money.
How much money?
I mean, it wasn't that bad. It was like the three of us, maybe around $100, maybe a little bit over $100. You get on a boat and they even said, they're like, hey, guys, just so you know. It's not really whale season, whale watching season. We've already done it a couple times today and nobody saw a whale, but still enjoy the water.
So I know around here a lot of times if you take a whale watching tour, they'll say, if we don't see whales, we'll give you, a free trip another time. But in Hawaii, it's not like you're going to swing by for whale watching on another day. You've got to go home.
They gave us free drinks. So I kept getting Diet Cokes. I mean, because I was like, I'm getting my money's worth. We saw a turtle. That was kind of cool.
What kind of whales were you supposed to see or hoping to see?
Any
whale.
I don't care.
Any whale at all.
Imagine. But then Tatum got seasick. So then she just ended up hurling, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is the worst thing
ever.
Was she
puking like over the side?
No, look, hey, props to this kid, way smarter than her dad back when her dad would have those kind of moments. She knew she was about to go. She grabbed an empty cup and handled it herself.
Oh.
Like, no mess.
Oh.
But I mean, she looked very
green.
Yeah, after the fact, she's just like, maybe those potato chips were a bad idea, Dad.
I bet she's really looking forward to whale watching next time you guys go to Hawaii.
Yeah, luckily, we went to a beach and we saw like turtles swimming around. Like, see, we could have done this for free.
Oh, God. Yesterday was, in fact, a huge day for both of our kids, Steve. They were not together.
No.
Two completely different reasons.
No whales involved.
But we're going to tell you all about it at 9:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
Our young friend Tatum, your daughter, Steve. Sounds like she had a really big night last night. What happened?
Huge night. For the first time, she's been working on it and getting closer and closer and closer. She finally read a book.
Was it a Stephen King novel?
It was War and Peace. Here's a little bit of it.
Matt sat on Sam. Sam sat on Matt.
I'm not sure why Matt and Sam are sitting on each other, but she crushed it, and then I had a very sobering moment. In 2025, my daughter now has officially read more books than me.
I mean, to be honest, she's read more books than me. I mean, I finished a book this year, but I started it in 2024.
Yeah, she did it all in one night. It was crazy.
That's awesome. That's going to feel so good.
It was a super proud moment. I ain't going to lie. Like, because she's been wanting to, like, She memorizes books almost when mom reads them or dad reads them to her. So she kind of paraphrases them to pretend that she's reading. Mm-hmm. So the fact that she was able to actually sound things out and get to that point was like, I almost cursed, but Heck yeah.
And the fact, I mean, she's going to kindergarten next year. It's going to just explode from there. Wait.
The only unfortunate part is we're going to hear the story of Matt and Sam sitting on each other for probably
over
for weeks.
And over,
yeah,
over.
Yeah.
Over.
Enough with Matt and Sam.
Barrett had a pretty big night last night, too. He got to get back into his first swimming lesson of the year, which we've been meaning to do, but he's been so wrapped up in martial arts lately that I just couldn't handle one more activity for the time being.
But I feel you on that.
It gets so busy out there. But he had swimming lessons last night. It's as if he has been in swimming lessons for the last year. He was so confident.
So is he swimming fully on his own?
He's getting there. He was treading water by himself last night, which was very exciting. Pushing off the wall, pushing off the bottom when he would go down. I mean, it was just awesome. So it's pretty cool to see these kids just, you know, checking things off the list of stuff that five-year-olds do.
But it's kind of funny because when we were in Hawaii, we had, we were in the pool and we had like the water wings life jacket thing that they sell at like Target and things like that. So Tatum's like now getting around great on that. Like she's able to swim around on that. But she had a very sobering moment when she realized without it, she can't swim.
Down we go.
It was like she had a lot of confidence. She's like, let go of me, Mom. You know, of course, Mom let go, but within enough reason to save her.
Of course.
But it was just like even in that little five-year-old brain, she's like, I bit off way more than I can chew. That's awesome.
There's a man in Florida. His last name is Cocaine. He was arrested, but do you think it was for drugs, Steve?
I mean, it should be.
We're going to tell you what happened during the Daily Migs download after Nirvana.
The Daily Migs Show.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
AKA the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And well, there's a man in Florida. His last name is Cocaine. Edward Cocaine.
Is that his birth name?
Yes.
From what country is it derived?
I believe it's Colombian. I could be wrong, but I believe... Yeah, it's spelled exactly how you think it would be spelled. Edward Cocaine was arrested. Now, do you think it was for drugs?
I mean, I'm assuming so. That would be a great story.
I mean, I would wish that was the case, but no. It's because he pulled out a knife on a Subway restaurant employee. Apparently did not like the art that they were making and decided to threaten them with what he felt that they were giving him a bad attitude.
What?
So he got so upset with the employees that he pulled out a knife. He was restrained, but eventually he left. The cops caught up with him, and he was arrested. Again, not for snorting cocaine, but just because he was a dip-ass.
Mm.
Yeah.
Steve, I know we've been embracing the robots lately, artificial intelligence and all that fun stuff. Well, psychologists might be a little concerned about us, the growing trend of people and their relationships with AI. This is from a news report on this.
There's a concerning trend that's putting psychologists on high alert. More people are forming romantic relationships with artificial intelligence companions.
Have you gone that far yet?
If this was going on in high school, I probably would have a romantic relationship with AI. I ain't gonna lie.
Is it cheating?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't have a girlfriend because like no girl talked to me. So this would be my plan B.
An opinion paper in the journal Cell Press says that AI relationships can interfere with human ones. It's because doctors say AI relationships seem easier.
I mean, in college too, I'd probably be in a relationship with a robot. Just a cyber one. You know, nothing too crazy.
Yeah, until you...
Consensual.
Until you find this is like good practice for like a real life girlfriend.
Right, or you find another AI software system that maybe has a hotter, faster, sexier robot that talks to you.
Push all their buttons.
According to the report, those AI companions were also giving some harmful advice, so something to look out for.
Like they're flipping the script on...
And what kind of advice... should we ask ChatGPT what kind of advice these robots are given?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy. All right, there's a British boss that was surprised when a female applicant decided to use a face filter. You know how like there's like on Snapchat or even on like other places as well, you can like add like silly face cartoon images or whatever it may be. This person was doing an interview, just like the most Gen Z thing ever, and decided that it would be funny if they did the interview while they were wearing one of those, like, it made your face look like a giant piece of toast with eggs on it.
Oh, I know this filter.
Okay.
I do know this filter.
She decided to do the interview with this filter. And, of course, the person that was doing the interview was a little thrown off by that. Here's audio of it.
Hi, Julia. Nice to meet you. I'm not sure if you know, but there's a bit of animation on your face.
Yeah, hey, I'm not feeling well today, so is it okay if I don't show my face?
I'm not sure we're going to be able to conduct the interview with this. It's not very professional. Is there any chance you could turn it off?
I can use a different one if you want. Is this better?
And then she switched to a strawberry face.
Well, she's not feeling well. Maybe she really looked like crap.
Yeah. Come on. You know she's doing this for like the viral clicks.
Of course.
Right, right, right. Hey, as far as weather, we're going to be hitting a high of 64 degrees. The Kraken, they are playing their last game tonight at Climate Pledge Arena, taking on the Los Angeles Kings. So go check them out if you can. Also, the Mariners are playing in Cincinnati this afternoon. I think that game's around 3 o'clock. So go, Mariners.
Let's go.
The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.